Hey, welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast. If you are new here, welcome. I am Stephanie and sharing what has worked for me and my own four kids and the hundreds and thousands of kids and teens I've worked with is my passion. I hope you will find some nuggets to take away each and every day. Today, if you're listening in real time, it is Valentine's Day. And if you are like me, you may have forgotten or it just fell to the bottom of an endless to-do list, but I've got you. First, what you can do is go to the website and sign up for the free Valentine printables I have there. You can print it off, cut up the Valentines, you can stick them on their door, you can stick them somewhere where they're going to find them when they get home to school. You can tuck them into their bed before they go to sleep tonight. You can put them at their dinner table when you sit down for your meal tonight. You could do anything with those things. So that is a great rescue if you need something today, last minute, to help with Valentine's Day. You can find those printables at www.lazyparenting.ca, or I will link them below in the show notes. What we're going to talk about today is taking the theme and the ideas around Valentine's Day and how we can apply them to the whole year. We talked about love languages last week. This week, we're going to dive into how can we show love to our kids all year round. Stick with me. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic, young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. So the first thing I want to do is rethink the idea around gifts. Valentine's Day gifts are never really about the item or the product, right? We're trying to tell our kids and show our kids how much we love them, how much we're thinking about them. But when we attach that love, like we learned last week, the idea of unconditional love, so when we attach our love to gifts, we have to be careful because yes, gifts is one of the love languages, but we just have to be careful that our love isn't always attached to giving gifts. It teaches the wrong lessons about love. So therefore, we want to think about maybe some handmade cards, spending extra time together, not necessarily purchased gifts. But if you do buy a gift, and this goes all year round, can you choose a gift that you're going to give using the acronym GIFT? I found this acronym, and it says, does it create more gratitude, intimacy, fondness, and trust, G-I-F-T, gratitude, intimacy, fondness, and trust between you and the recipient of the gift? Or are you just trying to impress them with your gift? So do you really need to take your kids out for a fancy event, or can you make a special event at home where they appreciate the time and effort and thoughtfulness that you put behind the gift? Another great way of showing love is a letter of appreciation. Remember, the best gift is always a simple gift, sometimes a letter to your child, to your teen, to your student that's away at university. It's just an email or a letter detailing how grateful you are to have them in your life. Don't worry about how well it's written. It is really and truly the thought that matters the most with these letters of appreciation. The other part about gifts is that it doesn't need to be something that you have purchased. It can be a handmade gift. And actually what our kids love the most is us when we're spending time with them. And yes, our kids are going to pester us to buy them gifts. How can they not? They live in a society with constant advertising geared specifically and directly at them by some of the best manipulators out there, right? But maybe all your child wants is the ability to ask you to go play one-on-one basketball with them outside. And you could give them a set of tickets that they could cash in with you whenever they want. Or maybe they can cash in one-on-one reading time with you. Whatever it is that they love to do, you can offer to do that with them. The idea around having little Valentines tucked into their backpack or into their pockets that they can find throughout the day can be done on any day of the year. It doesn't just need to be Valentine's Day. I know there was a mompreneur who created like a whole package of sticky notes and little love things that you could use throughout the year. So those are for sure available on Etsy or Amazon. I'm sure you can find something like that. And it's just a reminder to us to act and do those things. And it doesn't have to just be on Valentine's Day. And I don't mean by any means that you're doing this every day. The more we do something, the less it's going to be special. So picking once in a while, put it on your calendar right now, a few months from now or a month from now, that you're going to do that again and make that day a special day. Okay, how about dinner time? Because if it's Valentine's Day, the day is almost over, depending on where you are living and listening to this. But what about dinner time? You still have time to do something special for dinner. You could have a dance party tonight before you sit down for the dinner table. You could have a big family hug before you sit down for the dinner table. You could put candles on the table today. What about going around the dinner table tonight and having each and every person say something that they are grateful for or something that they love about somebody else at the dinner table? Another idea is to have music blaring when they come home from school today, or have music playing all evening to lighten the mood and do something different that you don't normally do. And then what about sharing love with others in your family? So maybe today after dinner, you get on the phone and you call grandma or grandpa or an auntie or an uncle or a friend just to say hello and tell them that you love them. Again, teaching our children how to demonstrate their love is also a really important lesson. So there you go, a few ideas to help wrap up your Valentine's Day, but even more importantly, a few ideas that you can take and use throughout the year. I encourage you to make a note in your calendar of a couple of days in the future where you're going to do something special. I hope you have a great Valentine's Day and a great week ahead. See you tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.